Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The tenuous evidence and leaps of logic behind the inflammatory claim that Islamist extremists are infiltrating the U.S. government. We're keeping them honest. Plus, the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with five members of Congress who are claiming that Muslim extremists have infiltrated the highest levels of the U.S. government, even maybe working side by side with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The evidence they point to, however, well, it's questionable at best. Representative Michelle Bachmann and four of her Republican colleagues in Congress are calling for an investigation because of what she terms the possible deep penetration, her words, of Muslim extremists into the U.S. government. These lawmakers have laid out their case in letters to the inspectors general for five different government security agencies. And the last 24 hours, we've been digging into one of their most serious claims. They point fingers at this woman, Huma Abedin, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's Deputy Chief of Staff, implying that she may be somehow working on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood and questioning how she got a security clearance. Now, you would think to make a charge like that, for sitting members of Congress to make a charge like that, that they would have some actual evidence, right? You would think that. But the truth is, they don't have any direct evidence. What they have are allegations of past connections of relatives of hers that are tenuous at best. Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who we interviewed tonight, who's Muslim, has called for Bachmann to produce credible evidence. So Bachmann produced a 16-page letter that she sent to the congressman. Stay with me now, because we're going to walk you through the logic that she lays out in this particular case. Bachmann says that Huma Abedin's mother, brother, and late father are connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. Here's how she figures it. Let's start with Abedin's father, a man named Saeed Abedin, who's dead, by the way, a professor of social science and the founder of the Institute of Muslim Minority Affairs in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, decades ago. Now, Bachmann attributes this information to a 2002 Law Review article out of Brigham Young University. According to that article, Professor Abedin's institute had the support of another man named Dr. Umar Abdallah Nassif, who was a former general secretary of another group called the Muslim World League. Bachmann says that according to the Pew Forum, the Muslim World League has a history of, quote, being closely aligned and partnering with the Muslim Brotherhood. So that's how many degrees of separation Bachmann's claim is based on. Huma Abedin's deceased father, who started an organization decades ago, had the support of a guy who had another organization that might have had the support of another organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. And because of that, Huma Abedin might be some sort of spy or infiltrator and deserves to be investigated. As for Abedin's mother and brother, Bachmann never gives any evidence of their alleged links to the Muslim Brotherhood. We do know Bachmann and her fellow lawmakers repeatedly cite as their source the work of a group called the Center for Security Policy, a pretty serious sounding name. Its website is MuslimBrotherhoodInAmerica.com. The man who runs the group is Frank Gaffney, who says the Muslim Brotherhood is infiltrating every aspect of American life in order to impose Sharia law. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center calls Gaffney, and I quote, the anti-Muslim movement's most paranoid propagandist. Before Gaffney was focusing on Huma Abedin, by the way, he was pointing fingers of suspicion at conservative Grover Norquist, who's married to a Muslim woman. Those allegations, by the way, were condemned by a number of conservative groups. Gaffney was actually not allowed to go to CPAC one year because of these allegations. Now, we should also point out this is not the first time that Bachmann has relied on questionable sources and leaps of logic. You may remember 2 years ago, right here on this program, Congressman Bachmann made some pretty outrageous claims about the cost of a trip President Obama was taking to India, saying that it would cost taxpayers $200 million a day. Wasn't true, totally false. And it turned out the source of her unsubstantiated claim was an Indian news report that quoted an anonymous Indian source, allegedly an Indian government provincial official. Now, how an Indian provincial official would even know how much the President of the United States trip cost doesn't make sense and was apparently never even questioned by the Congresswoman. Among this cast here, all of whom we've asked to come on the program, we should point out Bachmann is not the only one who has a history of making unsupported claims. One of the four other congressmen calling for an investigation to root out Muslim infiltration in the U.S. government is Louie Gohmert from Texas. Now, this is not the first time that Congressman Gohmert has spoken about dangerous conspiracies without providing concrete evidence. In 2002, he was sounding alarm over what we termed, 2010, he was sounding alarm over what we termed terror babies, a terror baby conspiracy, making this explosive claim that pregnant foreigners were coming to America to give birth to future terrorists, babies with U.S. citizenship under the 14th Amendment, who would then be taken back to the Middle East, raised for about 20 years, trained overseas as terrorists, and then be able to come back to the United States because they had U.S. passports. Insidious, right? In a speech on the House floor, Congressman Gohmert actually presented all of this as fact, saying a former FBI agent told him the FBI had been looking at this problem. Later, he cited a second source, a Hamas-loving grandmother on a plane in the Middle East. Now, naturally, I had a lot of questions for the congressman.